and the importance of this. One thing here in verse 10, or chapter 10 that you mentioned, that's the fifth time we have what we have. We have a purged conscience. And this is so vital for us as Christians. And other than what Brother Bill, you mentioned, I mean, the rituals that are carried on some places. But you don't have to go that far. Many, many Christians that I'm sure are Christians, but are not sure of their eternal salvation. And they feel, I have to do something to keep saved, as it were. And but the understanding of Hebrews, and to see the value of that work, that God himself, in his infinite love, provided what his holiness required. Nothing else could be done. Nobody else could accomplish that. God knew what was required. God is holy. And so he sent the sacrifice, the offering. He sent the one who could fulfill that demand, the demand of his holiness, the requirement of his holiness, and that we find in Christ. Now, for us, and it's so wonderful, you think, well, we believe in eternal security. You know, we can become slothful in that. We think of it, I won't have to go to heaven. Well, that's wonderful that you won't have to go there. In the meantime, enjoy the world as much as I can. But that's completely sets aside this point that we're touching upon. And when Christ died on the cross, I wasn't born. None of us were. All our sins were laid on him. Can you understand that? I can't understand it. I can't explain it. But I believe it because God says so. And that he is satisfied. God who knew them, we have one hymn, God who knew them laid them on him. It's a chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. And he's going to bring, he wants to have a heavenly company. But he has temporarily, we know, because of unbelief, Israel as a nation is set aside. So the warning is for us not to cast away or not to fail in unbelief. That's the great danger that we are, that we don't believe God what he says. And this is the real thing for us. But there's nothing more wonderful to be able, in a practical way, to take, when taking hold of this, that all, that the Lord is there in the glory, and he is there for us. He's there to help us. I don't know, are we up to that? To help us with the sanctuary, in the service. So who can maintain? I sometimes have applied this, say, here's a worship, we call it a worship meeting. I don't know what the scripture does, but a remembrance meeting. And out of this flows worship. But who can sustain that? You know, if we're together an hour, and we pour out our hearts, and if it's a big conference, we wish it was maybe 2 hours. But you know, finally, we're empty. We have to stop for a moment. But he is the one who sustains us even for the time that we're together. To all our prayers and praises, he adds his sweet perfume. And he, the censer, raises those odors to consume. And so this is to realize this, the ministry of Christ for us presently is a most wonderful thing. Most wonderful thing.
In the last couple of minutes that we have, so the atonement addresses the matter of sin and sins. It brings us into a relationship with God. And then the second thing about priesthood, it's what is needful for weakness. So we receive this grace. We've come to faith. We've trusted the Lord Jesus as our Savior. We've seen his work in atonement and satisfying the holiness of God. I see it as a substitution for myself. I now am on this new path, this new journey. And it's a journey that is fraught with things that I can be susceptible to. I am weak in this process. And so we can talk a little bit now about the ministry now that the Lord Jesus Christ takes up in helping us through weakness. We can start with Hebrews 2, where he says he is a faithful and merciful high priest. Faithful, meaning that he's, you know, some of us, we're not as faithful. You know, something happens and we're ready to distance ourselves from someone. He is a faithful, he's merciful, he knows what it is to live and to walk in a fallen world. And so he's a faithful and merciful high priest. And so we touched on this a little bit. Verse 18, he's able to succor them that are tempted. In his pathway here, he knew what it was to live and to experience in this world what fallen conditions imposes upon us. And what the enemy of our soul imposes upon us. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, as he takes up this ministry as a high priest, we can identify with him in victory, in overcoming these things, and he is there to succor. The idea is to nurture and to